This is a Pitch Invasion Rewind.
You know, ever since Frank Lampard left, and this has been a long time, right, since Frank Lampard is gone, I cannot think of one player who's been more important to his club than any other player in the Premier League. Yep. One player. Because if you look at ever since, like I said, Lampard left, right, when Gerrard was in that, you know, latter stages of his career, there was still Suarez, there was Sturridge, was still Sturridge, and
Coutinho
Sterling
was on,
Coutinho was there, right? And you look at Arsenal, you know, they never really had one guy, you know, they could rely on. They had a bunch of guys. But Man United, same story. Ever since, you know, Rooney was important, but, you know, they always, Man United, you know, they always bring in a collective. But Eden Hazard has singly been the most important player to their team, more than any other player I can think of in nearly a decade. So that should tell you that this guy, you know, when he leaves Chelsea, the void they have to fill.
Yeah.
Not only, forget the goals, because it's not like he's scoring 20 goals, but it's just the performances. Mm. There's nobody at Chelsea playing at that guy's level.
Mm.
So if that ban, transfer ban, really hits them and they get that 100 million and they can't sign a player, man, it's going to be a long, long way back for Chelsea.
It really is going to be curtains. And, you know, look, I guess they still have the Europa League to try and sneak past and into the Champions League in that way. But I don't know. Does it feel like, Kimiko, are you seeing the last days of Hazard at Chelsea?
I think so. I think that, you know, Eden Hazard definitely needs to move somewhere. Mm. He's given Chelsea, you know, a memorable season. And this season was also one good season for him, because he started quite well until...
He did start well.
Somehow, Sarri started fiddling with his methods.
Mm.
I think that Hazard most likely will end up in Madrid at the end of this season. Mm. And we saw a bit of just how special he is with that goal. What I love about Hazard is that when he has the ball and he starts running, it doesn't matter how many defenders are in front of him.
Mm.
He knows how to keep control of the ball.
Yeah.
And you know, I still remember before he went to Chelsea, he was asked who was the best player in the world, and he said he said, I am the best player in the world.
Mm.
And you know, for me, I think he's right up there amongst the best.
I wish his performances regularly showed that belief, because again, if when he is at his best, he's easily up there with you know, the
maybe,
best.
Maybe
the
if he goes to one of those teams that that just attack.
Yeah.
Not a team where, you know, because imagine Hazard playing under Mourinho.
And it's just one last point, right?
I cannot.
One last point about Hazard, right? I have to commend him in this regard, and this is going to sound strange, right? But there has been talk for the last 10 years that Neymar was going to be the next Pele, the next this and the next that. And I can tell you now, pound for pound, Eden Hazard is better than Neymar. Right.
Okay. There's a headline statement.
This is going to upset Amika, because he started off air. He was praising Neymar before we got it. And I'm going to say this in this regard. Eden Hazard.
I'm just going to let you.
Right? Eden Hazard has become one of those players that for me still will give you what his role demands you to, you know, what it demands of him.
Yeah.
He's a wide man. Get the ball in, assist, cross, take on players, and when the opportunity is there, score. That's why Eden Hazard is not scoring 40 goals a season, because he still does his primary job. If you go to the dentist, you don't want to hear about him, hey, you know, I can fix that back issue that you have. Damn it, focus on my teeth. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? So he needs to focus on his primary job. So that's what I'm saying with Eden Hazard. He can still do his primary job of passing, crossing, taking the guy
creating,
on, and
assist,
creating.
Yeah.
Now, in Neymar's case, you know, I think the fundamentals have sort of disappeared, and it's too much of me, give me the ball, I want to score. And that's why we've seen a drop-off in sort of Neymar's stock as a player. And I guess age is not against Hazard because he's 28, you know, and, you know, he's still maybe got another 3-4 years to possibly try get that Ballon d'Or. But the point is him and Neymar on 0-0 Ballon d'Or, 0-0 international trophies.
Yeah.
Right? And one of those guys has guided his team to the max or even still has, you know, in terms of international. So you look at what Eden Hazard has done as a player. He then leaves Real Madrid and finally can say, you know what? I can call the shots here. Mm. None of you here are better than me. Mm. That's exactly what Cristiano Ronaldo did when he left Manchester United. Yeah. So I would not be surprised when Eden Hazard leaves Real Madrid. I'm not saying he's going to perform like Ronaldo put up those numbers, but...
You mean when he leaves Chelsea
When he leaves Chelsea for Real Madrid, sorry. I won't be surprised if you see that evolution in him saying, you know what, I've been such a humble guy, I've been nice, I've never asked for the limelight, I've never asked for the stage to be mine. Now I'm at Real Madrid, give it to me and I'll, you know, give me the tools and I'll finish the job.
Yeah.
And I think Eden Hazard, to me, we're talking about Messi, Ronaldo... I think next to them, you know, you're looking at Suarez, right? Yeah. Suarez. And I think Eden Hazard is there.
Up there.
Up there.
Okay.
I will put Neymar.
Oh.
I put Neymar at number 3. And it won't be for long. He's going to come back. And I hope he does leave PSG. Mm. And either goes to Spain or comes to England.
Yeah.
Then we'll see the real Neymar.